Today is November 30th, 2019, and we are in our living room in Laguna Niguel, California. Okay, first question. What elections that you've participated in have stood out to you, like in your mind, and why?
In my mind, I think the election that most stood out was when Obama got elected. Mm-hmm. I really, really liked him. I loved his presence. I loved his elocution, the way he carried himself. I just thought he was and I still think he's a wonderful, wonderful man. And he was the first colored president to be in the history of our country.
Yeah. Yeah, I really enjoyed Obama's presidency, too.
So. There was not one hint of scandal in all 8 years.
Yeah, true, true. He had a pretty good run. Okay, my next question. Thinking of the jobs you've had in your lifetime, which one would you regard as your favorite one?
My favorite job was working on the space station program. I was in charge of all of the tapes that all of the engineers had, and I had about 75 engineers that I worked for, and I was the only secretary in the history of the company that was nominated for this award that you give for outstanding behavior at work.
That's really cool. What was on the tapes? Were they
all the specifications for the different computers and different sections of the space station?
So did they have details on measurements and parts and stuff like that?
Yeah, on everything, on the computers, on the jet, on fuel, on the rockets, everything that had to do with the space station. And we had a big room, and we kept all of the discs in that room. And then they'd come and check them out and then bring them back, and it was really interesting.
And were they what were they? Were they floppy disks?
Yes.
Kinda, yeah. So they're
and in those days that's what they used. It was the floppy disks.
Yeah. And were the computers really big that they would put
I into? Actually was working on the Delta launch vehicle readiness tests, and I would program into the Long Beach computers, and they were as big as a whole building was full of them. And now our little cell phones have more than that whole big room of computers, which is amazing to me.
Yeah, yeah, it is. It's come a long way. Okay. Where did you grow up, and how is your childhood?
I grew up in Pasadena, California. Went to private school. My childhood was great until my dad died.
Mm-hmm.
And then it wasn't so great.
Yeah. And what?
But I was very happy, and I was very, very, very good student, and I loved being in private school until my dad died, and then when that happened, I lost most of my friends because we weren't rich anymore.
And was that transition really hard?
Yes.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, because you go from the big mansions in Pasadena to the color district in Pasadena.
Yeah.
In a little shack-like house. So yeah, it was huge.
Uh-huh.
Huge transition.
And did what subjects stood out to you that you liked a lot? Did you like any particular subject, or did that change?
I liked Egyptian. I loved to study the Egyptians, and we spoke French fluently in mm-hmm. the school. We could when we were at lunch, we couldn't speak anything other than French.
Wow.
So that was interesting.
Did your
That's why I like Spanish.
Yeah, yeah, because you know three languages.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's a good time. Did your passion for school change at all when you transitioned from private to public? Did you like school as much? Did you kind of envy it?
Yeah, I liked school as much, but it was not the same.
It was different.
It was different because the kids treated me differently.
Okay.
And I really did not want to continue with the private school. I wanted to go into the regular school so I wouldn't have to be treated.
So you actually, did you enjoy the fact a little bit that you went to public schools? Because you...
I liked public schools because the people were so much nicer. The these kids were a lot nicer than in private school.
Got it. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Did you have a nickname when you were growing up, and how did you get it? And
yeah.
Do people still call you that today?
Yeah, yeah. My nickname was Bug Juice,
mm-hmm.
which I still use today, but my brothers call me Bug,
uh-huh.
short for Bug Juice. And the reason I got that nickname is my father went to the racetrack, Santa Anita Racetrack, and bet on this horse, and he won $800, and the horse's name was Bug Juice.
Mm.
That's how I got my nickname.
So it was a lucky name.
Yeah.
What do you see as our family legacy, kind of? Like anything that's carried down from your parents to you to maybe like mom?
Well, I think our legacy has always been education, brains, you know, being smart,
yeah.
being kind, doing the right thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Which is an important legacy.
Yeah, yeah, I think it's really good. Because you volunteer a lot, too.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, and I give blood.
Yeah. So I know I like to volunteer, too. So it's a good time. Yeah. Tell me about your parents and your grandparents.
Oh, wow.
Let me start with your parents.
You want. Well, my mother was high society and my father was not.
Hmm.
My mother's father was a very famous doctor, and he was Winston Churchill's cousin.
Hmm.
That's where we get the name Spencer all the way down. And then he spoke like 7 languages, and my grandmother spoke 4, and that was my mom's parents. And then my dad's parents, he went only as far as 4th grade.
Mm-hmm.
She went as far as 8th grade. They never graduated. They were, but... My grandmother on my dad's side was really smart.
Mm-hmm.
So my dad inherited that. He was very, very smart.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he entered Yale at 14.
Yeah.
But they were not good for each other because my mom came from high society. My dad came from nothing relative. And
yeah.
So it was not a good... It was not a good marriage.
And what states did they come from? Like, were they both from California?
No,
or?
My dad was born in New Mexico,
mm.
and my mother was born in Illinois.
Got it. And how do you know, like, how they met at all? Why they would be married if they're so different?
So different?
Yeah.
I don't know how they met. They were... So different. I think friends introduced them because Dad became a lawyer and Mom, you know, fell in love with the persona. But after she got married and she wasn't getting as much as her sisters who married very wealthy men.
Yeah.
Very prominent men. And my mother really missed having all that money and having mm-hmm. all that prestige. She didn't have it with my dad.
So she imagined that your father was going to be like a really rich person, because did he kind of like elevate in status a little bit when he went to Yale and became a lawyer?
He didn't want to become a lawyer, but his mother insisted that he became a lawyer. He wanted to become a professor.
Of what subject, do you know? Or
he wanted to become a professor of Latin. And the Romance languages, and his mother, one of the sons became a businessman, one of the sons had to become a doctor, the other had become a lawyer, and so Dad was picked as a lawyer.
Yeah. So he was kind of put into that, but he gone to Yale super young, so
yeah.
he must have,
I don't
smart,
think,
right?
His heart wasn't in being a lawyer. He didn't make much money. I mean, he made enough that we could live well. But
yeah.
then after he died, he left no will. And mother had 5 kids, and she'd never worked a day in her life.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
you can imagine what that was like.
So did your mom have to pick up a job, or did
oh,
she
yeah.
or did she remarry?
No, she didn't remarry. She didn't remarry then. She opened up a little dress store. She carpooled her friends' kids to
mm-hmm.
school and stuff. Did odd jobs like that.
Got it. Oh, would she get, like, paid to carpool the
oh,
kids?
Yeah.
Got it.
It was difficult.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, I'd imagine so. And then did she eventually get remarried, though?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you had a stepfather?
Yeah.
Yeah, how was he? Was he...
Not good.
Not
first
good.
One was not good, no.
Okay, got it. All right. Has your life been different from what you expected when you're, like, my age? Like, when you're 16, did you expect things going differently than how they are?
Yeah, well, at 16, I was, you know, basically on my own because Dad died when I was 12. Mm-hmm. Mom kind of threw me out in the field, you know, at 14.
Mm-hmm.
So by the time I was your age, I was pretty screwed up.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got pregnant, and then I married, you know, your mom's father.
Yeah.
And that didn't turn out very well.
No.
So yeah, I was hoping I would go to college. I was hoping I would, you know, be totally different than what my... But when my dad died, that kind of just screwed me up forever.
Yeah, it turned everything off the
yeah.
rails that you were expecting.
Yeah.
Yeah. But are you kind of happy now, like, looking back at all, or...
I don't think you can look back and say, oh, boy, if I had to do it over again, I would wish that Dad hadn't died, because then I would have gone,
yeah.
finished school, gone to college, you know, maybe
yeah,
gone
course.
Into society and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't complain, because I've been very lucky.
Yeah, yeah.
So you have to look at it that way. Otherwise, if you, you know, you can't be a depressed person because your life didn't turn out the way you wanted it.
Yeah.
When, I mean, the way that I look at it, when I think of this cold weather and all the homeless people that are freezing to death right now.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I mean, we're lucky.
Yeah, we are.
And we're lucky that we've got brains, and we're lucky that we've got looks.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you got a lot going for you.
Yeah, yeah.
So, no, I think I've had a very interesting life, to say the least.
Yeah. What was my mom like growing up? And what was, like, a favorite... What, do you have a favorite story about my mom growing up at all? Something that you like? Or something that you thought was funny?
Your mom was just so full of energy.
Mm-hmm.
We called her Bubble Up, Hurricane. I mean, she was just all over the place, all the time.
Yeah.
And she was, as a teenager, she was difficult.
Yeah. Yeah, I heard.
But both the girls have good hearts.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what counts.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so my last question. What advice would you share with future generations at all?
Be moral.
Be moral.
Yes.
So, like, just try and make the right decisions you can.
Right, and be honest.
Mm-hmm.
And don't lie, and take the high road. Always take the high road.
Yeah.
And never, and if you give your word, that's set in stone.
Yeah.
You don't ever go back on your word.
Got it.
That's what I would say to youngsters, because there is so much, when you read, there's so much corruption and greed in our society now, you know, through it, and it's every country.
Yeah.
You read about it. So I would like to go back to what we should be doing is taking the high road.
Yeah.
Doing the right thing.
Yeah. All right. Perfect. Well, I love you, Grandma.
I love you too, sweetie. Yeah, it's, you know, you read these stories.